Recording.
Okay, back in session, we are going to move down to section number four, the administrative review. And number one, 2086, regards to Leon Ford, DBM, quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. Hello, Dr. Ford. Thanks for joining us. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good morning, Dr. Ford. Nice to see you again. I just wanted to clarify a few things. I see in reviewing the record that you pretty much had random monthly drug tests on May, the board's meeting of May 19, 2021. The board reviewed your compliance with the consent agreement and voted to allow you to reduce random testing from once a month to once per quarter. So I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. You may be doing this to comply with
other things, yes.
Yeah, okay. So just wanted to make sure you understood that you had stepped down for us to quarterly.
Yes.
But there are other agencies involved. Thanks. Your CA was signed in May of 2020, and it was for a 3-year probationary period. So you have less than a year. You have about half a year to go with us yet. You would be due. I think your last drug test was in August. Is that correct?
No.
More recent one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking under what was submitted.
Okay. A few weeks ago.
Victoria, is that? I know there was a bunch.
There was.
I found it. Thank you. It's the other one.
1028.
Yeah. So you're fine. You're fine for this quarter as far as we're concerned. Everything's cool. So I would like to ask you for next time to kind of prepare, since you're getting near the end of your probationary period, to kind of prepare for us a retrospective of what you feel has happened for you since May of 20. Okay? And that's kind of in preparation for us to start you on your way. Okay?
Sounds good.
Everything's still going well?
Yeah.
Super.
So you're only stuck with us a little bit longer, so. I don't have any other questions or concerns.
Doing good.
Anybody else? Okay.
Almost
right.
Done.
Thank you for being on the trip.
See you next time.
Thank you.
Okay. See you in 3 months.
All righty. Now on to number two, 2166, regards to Tressa McLennan, DBM, quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. Again, Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes.
Hello.
Good morning, Dr. McLennan.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
Yes.
You're still under, excuse me, you're still under the PAPA agreement, is that correct?
Yes, until around January time.
Okay, of 23?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So for us, the CA was signed on May 14th of 21, and it's for a 3-year probationary period. So for us, you're going to go a little longer.
Possibly.
Okay. you can submit a request, I guess, Victoria, at any time for a compliance review, can they?
I don't know if her consent agreement has that language. I would have to look.
Okay. And Mark is not here.
Does your understanding of what they said? My understanding is after completing my PAPA program that I may be reviewed for potential early release.
We'll need to confirm that, but if that's the case,
yes, ma'am.
We'll put it in our tickler file. Okay. One thing I would like to ask, the pharmacy report was illegible.
Okay.
So I couldn't read the date of service or the quantity. Is there any way you can provide us with that information?
I'll try and blow it up. That's how it's printed out by the pharmacist.
Okay, yeah, it looked like it was a piece of paper that had been crumpled up and scanned.
It was a camera taken over.
Yes, I did, yeah. I will see about getting it.
And or maybe just next time, maybe bring a hard copy.
Yes, yep. I will do that.
Other than that, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Just doing great, just riding the wave, yeah. Ups and downs, but still just not picking up anything, so yeah, I feel great.
Good reports from your employer and...
Yeah, I'm loving it. Busy season's coming where we're at up north, so just getting ready for that. Got, the parents are coming in January for a month. Yeah, we just have lots of family coming in, so really looking forward to that. I already have my Christmas tree up, so
nice.
Haven't looked forward to Christmas before, but I am this year, so it's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Oh, great.
It's a joyous time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no further questions, Dr. McLennan. Does anyone else?
No.
Love your holiday spirit. My husband says absolutely no Christmas tree before Thanksgiving, though. So I had to take my decorations. But I do it the day after.
There you go.
But sometimes you have more things to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you. You guys too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we've got a little bit of time before the informal, so let's keep going down on section number three. Number three, 2264. Regards to Shauna Wood, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by consent agreement, and may return license to active status. She just did her CE super snappy, if I remember correctly. So I feel like she just signed the consent agreement, so.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, I know, right? So, I thought it looked fine.
Move we accept the CE and return of license to active status.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second to return Dr. Wood's license to active status. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Next up. Number four, 2274, regards to Bernard Mangone, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with the consent agreement. This will be in supplement one. This was the one we were having trouble with finding. Is he the one that was having trouble finding something? Am I confusing that with something else? Anyways, okay. So he's got his other class. Yeah, okay to me.
This is the plan.
So he just has to do 4 hours of medical records.
Yeah. I'll move we accept the C plan.
Okay. Motion, and I'll second that. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Let's see, we're gonna hold off on number five, go down to number six, 2261, regards to Matthew Reed, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with board order and may return license to active status. Supplement two. Another one where he finished his CE.
I move we accept his continuing education as completed and return his license to active status.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to return Dr. Reed to active status. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. we don't have to call Dr. Roy, right? We're just...
Correct.
Okay.
She's not going to be available.
Number eight, 1971, regards to Celeste Roy, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on request to be excused from testing due in January 2023, and new prescription information. This is also in supplement two, and Ms. Sullivan, you are the lead.
Yes, I think the only thing that needs board action is the request for regarding the drug testing while on vacation. And I move we approve the waiver of her drug test while on vacation and request that she get one upon her return.
Well, only if she takes me with her. But
yes, Mozambique.
Africa now?
Doesn't that sound great?
Oh my gosh. So, okay.
No second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
And I just want to acknowledge that by providing the prescription information, which wasn't, doesn't require board action, her just displays her continued efforts to comply with the board's consent agreement and her transparency. So, thank her.
I apologize, Mr. Lowe, he pointed out I somehow just skipped right over 2280.
Oh.
So back up to that we go. 2280, in regards to James Crawford, DBM, board may review, discuss, and take action on revised continuing education plan.
I move we accept his revised plan.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to accept his revised CE plan. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Keep going. Let's see. So I'm going to hold off on one and two. So section five, number three, board may review, discuss, and take action on complaint received regarding Maricopa County Animal Care and Control. So Victoria or Tracy want to give kind of a summary?
Yes, was received, and the pet owner explained that she had adopted a pet on a Friday, left the pet there, it was spayed on a Monday, and then she went and picked it up. And then had some complications from this day afterwards. So I don't have a copy of the contract, so I don't know. In some of these cases, the pet is still owned by the shelter until it's released. So I don't have that information, but I wanted to bring it to you to consider, and if you would like me to open the investigation and investigate, I will, but it's unknown yet if this is actually an owned animal or not.
Okay.
I move we open the investigation.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second to open an investigation regarding this complaint. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Number four, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests for continuing education waivers related to license certificate renewals. The first one is Elizabeth Lopez, CBT, and Mr. Lohe, you are the lead.
I'm going to move that we give her an additional 6 months with a reminder that there are still an additional 20 units in the next 2 years.
See, you're nicer than me.
10 for CBT.
She just says
10.
Hmm?
10 for CBT.
10, okay.
I was gonna say no, to be honest. She had a baby, and a lot of, people do, and I'm not sure that,
I'm not sure she told us
giving birth for 2 years, and so
I'm just not sure that she told us everything about what was going on.
But usually, so.
I don't know for sure, but typically,
you go on short-term disability, my understanding is when you're trying to get paid by your company still, some portion. So that's typically why you go under short-term disability. It doesn't mean that you're, because she stated it's like, I was on short-term disability for my maternity leave, and then she was back in September, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like asking for it when you still have months left in the...
Right. Like, again, you previously had all... I understand everybody waits, you know, till kind of the last minute, but I just don't know that I think, you know, giving...
She has 3 hours, so she only needs 7.
Yeah.
Well, I just always look at, like, the time beforehand, because this was, what, June to September?
Right.
That's 4 months of an entire two-year period. Why didn't you do it the rest of the 2 years?
And she was hanging out with the baby, you can watch on the computer and...
So, I mean, I'm okay extending it because we asked, and I think we should probably give the benefit of the doubt to most of the people, but I'm not a fan of extending it a long time. I'd probably just give, like, 60 days.
I'll amend my motion to make it 3 months.
So we have a motion and a second to allow Ms. Lopez 3 months to complete her CE credits for her license renewal. All those in favor say aye.
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 Oppose? Nay. Susan Wilson Sanders, DBM, same request for a CE waiver. Mr. Lohe?
A few more medical issues in Dr. Wilson Sanders' case, so I am going to make a motion to allow her an extra 6 months to complete that, along with a reminder from staff that she still has the 20 units to fulfill for the next two-year period.
Right. Okay, we have a motion, and is there a second? That one, I'll second. So motion and a second to allow her 6 additional months. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, we still got time. So we are gonna go to number 5, board may review, discuss, and take action on C-2306, Terry White, possible unlicensed practitioner. This was in your supplement 1. And this is one we talked about last time as well. Yes.
This one actually, when I looked online, it looks like he has removed a lot of the information that he had up there previously about offering some reproductive services. It looks like it's now focused on breeding pitbulls and Rottweilers.
And although he did not respond to our letter specifically, I guess the fact that he made these changes online, which is where he was primarily advertising. Of course, he could still
which
be doing it.
Which just means that we can't see it.
Well,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
He could still be doing it.
Guaranteed.
So,
side, but
it's just word of mouth at this point. Guaranteed.
Yeah, you don't have the...
You don't just...
You spent the money on that equipment,
yeah.
And there's not a resale market for it.
Yeah. Did we turn this over to the police?
We haven't.
Okay.
Because we sent him his letter, we're waiting for his reply. He's not going to give us a reply. He's gone into hiding, so.
Well, but if we let's keep in mind, though, if we sent it, if we referred it, what would they be able to?
Well, they can investigate.
Well, they're law enforcement agencies. They're supposed to go out and investigate. And
it's,
well, they didn't even go undercover. They
it's a felony. Yeah, it's a felony. It's just, do they want to investigate a felony or not? So. Yeah, no, I mean,
kind of struggle. I understand. I agree that there's obviously the potential he's still doing it on the side, but
I think it's almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
At the same time, I mean, isn't the idea that when we send them these letters that they're supposed to cease what they're doing, and that's kind of what...
But he didn't reply.
Yeah. But they also need to not break the law and commit felonies.
Right.
He just tried to hide
it. I'll spare everybody my diatribe that I usually go into with these unlicensed practitioners, but I would make a motion to forward this to, again, every investigative agency that we can. To try and get this kind of stuff to stop.
And to dismiss this one?
Close.
Oh, close, I'm sorry.
Yeah, at this point, because there's nothing else we can do with this, so we'll close this one.
Okay.
So the Arizona State Attorney General, Maricopa County, and Pinal County.
Yeah, local dog catcher, anybody we can. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion to dismiss and then to send it on to law enforcement. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next up, board may review, discuss, and take action on C-2307. Aaron Porter, possible unlicensed practitioner, again in supplement 1. Now these folks, again, sent the letter no response, and they are continuing to advertise their services, reproductive services. So in this case, it's certainly.
Both for six, so agenda item six and agenda item seven?
Oh, yes, sorry, six and seven.
So again, this is, we've done what we can do. I make a motion to forward this to all investigative agencies and the Arizona Corporation Commission, since we have a viable business here.
Can we refer to the Corporation Commission?
We don't have the authority, I understand, James.
That's not cool.
Okay. So we're for it, so Tracy, are we, do we have to technically close though, or are we, okay.
So and close.
Okay. And can we do both of them together?
Sure.
Or do we take them separate?
We can do.
Okay, so.
Oh, the two cases?
Yeah.
You mean, I'm sorry, no, six and seven should be separate motions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll do that for C-2307.
Okay.
Can I ask, is it just Maricopa County attorney, or was there another county?
No, we had a whole.
I think this one's just in Maricopa County, isn't it?
Just Maricopa County, where is this at?
This is.
It's in Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So a motion to close case C-2307 and send to county attorney, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes. So same thing for number seven, C-2808, or C-2308, regards to Brianna Cunningham.
So I'll make the same motion.
Okay.
Second.
A motion and a second to close the case and send to the county attorney, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, okay, motion passes.
Do we ever get updates on these cases that we send?
No, because they never.
Is there a way to find out if they ever do anything with them?
Because they don't care, they don't look at them.
Just because I would like to know, like, if they're never gonna do anything with them, why do we keep doing this? If they think that they might, or if there's something that makes them go, oh, this is one that we wanna look into versus another, like, that, it just might be helpful to get a little bit of feedback.
On rare occasion, I'll get a call from an officer to get more information, but it's happened maybe three times.
Oh, whenever you get a new person in, though, maybe they're gonna have.
That's what the regulatory industry is.
Authorize the executive director to make a press release.
I mean, we're not a regulatory board, we're a punitive board. We go after people that are licensed, and we don't do anything to people that aren't licensed, and it's really getting ridiculous. So, but we're very, very, not much a regulatory board.
My thought about what Dr. James is saying is that my guess is that the more information that they have that we can give them makes a huge difference. And it isn't often that we actually have a lot of true factual information to give them.
I mean, on these, it looks pretty factual, like, it looks like we have decent amount of information. So I'm just wondering, is this enough to go on, or, because if we don't ever hear back, like, how do we know if we need to get more information? Do we, like, I don't even know.
Well, we don't have an investigatory arm other than, I mean, just calling and asking, though. We don't have any ability to do that, that's the problem, is the people that can are the ones we send it to, and they don't care.
We need a contact. We need to have a contact in the county attorney's office.
Yeah, like anything in politics and in this kind of stuff, you have to have a friend that's gonna do this stuff for you, and nobody cares. That's what it comes down to.
I guess I'm more questioning, if they're not gonna do it, that's fine, but tell us what it is that makes you do something versus not do something, so that we just, we're better leveraged in future cases to know which ones to send or not.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but they just ignore so many things and across the spectrum.
And I'm not, you know, I have no information, but I suspect it's like any other law enforcement agency, you know, it's balancing, and it's, you know, resources, priorities, and where does that fall within their day-to-day, you know, assignments? And I don't know the answer, but I suspect, as everybody's expressing some frustration, it is probably not the highest priorities, you know, and I don't know how to raise that. But you know, nevertheless, as long as we have the statutory authority to make these referrals, it's probably, I think the board should continue to do that. I mean, you know, the board undergoes its own audits to make sure that it is doing everything in its authority to comply with its mandate. So from that perspective, I think this, while it may be a frustrating exercise, I think it's an important exercise in carrying out the board's mission and responsibilities and to try its best to protect the public.
What ultimately happens is when you get some kind of supervisory role on those organizations, that's who looks into it. Kind of like when you look back at all the different agencies that had like rape kits that were sitting on the shelf for years and nobody ever looked at them. It's like, okay, you've got a backlog of these things. You can't do anything in that moment, but once someone finally looks at it and says, you guys never did anything about this, that's when things can change potentially. So we got to keep referring it out so that there's a paper trail of these things.
Or if you're veterinarians and you're professionals that are concerned about it, look to your associations that have lobbyists that can do something about it. And that's the thing, is if you're members, then you've got to make an effort.
So since Mr. Harris brought up the fact that this board is audited every so often, for how effectively we do our jobs, is there a way to put those C cases in our numbers somewhere to highlight that we don't know what happened to them? We don't know, I mean, that this many were forwarded to these agencies, but we don't know what happened.
Well, I don't know that.
And that would at least show up when the Auditor General goes through the books.
Yeah.
A link to another agency, maybe.
If you think it's necessary, we can certainly agendize it for further discussion if you think it warrants it, because it's really not on the agenda for that purpose.
Yeah.
I think it's worth talking about. I think that's a good idea.
So let's agendize that for December. Please.
Okay, so we did vote on both of them though, right?
Yeah, we did both of those.
Yeah,
we finished it, okay. Let's go ahead and do the next one before we move on to the informal. So board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Bridget Butel. This was in supplement one. Now, this was the one though where she happened to be a CBT, but she was providing parvo shots, but it was to, my understanding, Tracy, it sounded like it was to her own, or I mean, to the rescue pets that she had before she adopted them out.
So she's not a CBT.
Oh, okay.
And this is actually coming from law enforcement.
Ah.
That needs assistance with their investigation.
Oh, yes, this was the one from the detective.
So what it is that it is a rescue that she's adopting out the pets. And then she's having them come back when it's time for their booster. And also if they get ill, there's some other information that they're supplying medications for parvo pets. So it is after they've been adopted out and are having new owners. The owners are coming back for vaccines.
So, okay. But I mean, this in and of itself, I mean, so that's not in here.
No, this is my conversation with her.
We haven't opened.
But what she does have, I mean, presenting herself as a vet tech, well, so, right?
I had to explain to the officer that
we don't differentiate so much.
That you can be a vet assistant, but not necessarily a CBT.
Yeah.
But
right. Was she representing herself as a certified veterinary technician, or was she saying she's a vet tech, like everybody else?
So I told her.
The officer said that.
To her.
Okay.
And so did she clarify which one she was representing as?
She didn't. The detective didn't say anything.
So then we know how to open the case if we're doing it for two things or just one thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure in our statutes and rules that is it illegal for them to
present themselves? Yeah, you can't present yourself as a CBT if you're not.
I just didn't remember if there was a specific statute to that, but that's something we can definitely ask her in the investigation.
So we just
open the case.
Yeah. Unlicensed practitioner.
No second.
I've got Detective Krim on this one, so that's.
She's good.
A little bit. Yeah.
I don't know if she is the one that would normally do our unlicensed practitioners, but Detective Krim does a lot for.
She does all the animal.
Yeah, she does all our animal cruelty stuff to the shelters, and she's just knowledgeable.
Yeah.
She is. I'm very passionate. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to open a case regarding unlicensed practitioner Bridget Butel. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. I think we are ready to get set up for our 10:45 informal. Looks like we have everyone here now. Okay, great, so she can get set up.
Just give us like a couple minutes.